could you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of writing.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, January 31st, 2021. I'm Atef Erfani, hosting this program today. Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are read through emails and letters. So contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcast. Or if you have any messages for our dear listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Remember, Listeners Special, the Sunday program is your program. It's your views that are important for us. Heartiest congratulations to all our dear listeners. We are marking the 10-day dawn that 42 years ago ended domestic despotism and foreign hegemony in Iran. The 10-day dawn marks the period in which the Islamic revolution of the Iranian people triumphed over the oppressive Pahlavi regime and put an end to 2,500 years of tyranny and oppression for good. 12 of Bahman, corresponding to February 1st, 1979, was the day on which the beloved leader of the Iranian people, Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, returned home from exile and accelerated the struggles against the remnants of the Pahlavi regime. It was in 1979 that the sage of the age Imam Khomeini landed in Tehran to an unprecedented welcome seen anywhere in the world. Millions of Iranians from all walks of life thronged Mehrabad Airport to catch a glimpse of the return from almost 15 years of exile of the beloved leader. Over the past 40 years, the Islamic Republic of Iran has continued to cross milestone after milestone by making spectacular progress in all fields, despite the tyrannical sanctions imposed by the U.S. In other words, the sanctions are indeed a blessing in disguise. And the more the frustrated U.S. and its accomplices impose these worthless sanctions, the more determined and resolved our youths become in breaking new grounds in science and technology to the chagrin of Iranian enemies, the United States of America, and the Zionist entity, the fake regime of Israel. Dear listeners of Listeners Special, please stay tuned. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, and as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports are very important to us, especially to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports enable us, actually, to provide a better service to our dear listeners throughout the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving a QSL card from IRIB English Radio. However, as you may know, these days, with the outbreak of coronavirus around the world, please don't expect a QSL card from IRIB English Radio. As you may know, sending any material on behalf of IRIB English Radio is temporarily halted due to the pandemic, and that's because of the hygienic, international hygienic protocols. So please be patient until the disease is controlled around the world, and then IRIB English Radio will get back on track and send you the paper QSL cards and other items as souvenirs of our radio. And here I truly appreciate those of our dear listeners who have sent us letters and emails from around the world, including David Faber from Switzerland. David has sent us an email. Adam Rowling from the UK has sent us an email. Also, we have an email from N.S. Bala Murali from India. And Lalit Kumar Kaga from India has also sent us an email. And the last but not the least is an email from Muhammad Tasli Uddin from Bangladesh. A million thanks to you, dear listeners. So after a short break, I will be back with all these letters and emails from around the world. Stay tuned. Welcome back. Here we have an email from India. This email is from Lalit Kumar Kaga. Lalit says, "Hello, I am your old listener. All of your programs are very good. And here, in our listeners club in India, we listen to your programs carefully. Please send us your New Year calendar, sticker, QSL card, and other promotional items if possible. Thank you in advance." Salam Lalit Kumar Kaga from India. And I do express my appreciation to you for writing this email to IRIB English Radio. Your satisfaction and generally all our listeners' satisfaction of our broadcast make us more resolved and determined in providing the best quality of programs in our radio. Anyway, you've requested IRIB English Radio souvenirs or items like calendar, sticker, QSL cards. And as I have said in the introduction of our programs, this is not possible. And this is temporary. After the coronavirus pandemic is eradicated and controlled around the world, we will get back on track. So be patient. We will send you QSL cards and souvenirs of our radio very soon in the future. Well, from the UK, we have an email from Adam Rowling. Adam Rowling says, "Dear friends at the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, I am a shortwave radio listener from England and had a great pleasure of hearing your broadcast yesterday. I very much enjoyed your broadcast and found it interesting and informative. Some information about me. I'm 35 years old and live with my wife and two children in Cheshire, which is in the northwest of England. The closest city is Manchester, which is 30 miles away. I am a civil engineer and project manager. Thank you again for your excellent broadcast. I really enjoyed the very interesting content." Oh, well, salam, Adam Rowling from the UK. Greetings to you, and thank you very much for writing this email to IRIB English Radio. Adam, it seems that you've just joined us in IRIB English Radio. As you said, you had a chance to hear to IRIB English Radio broadcast, as you said, yesterday in your time. Well, it's also a pleasure to have you with us as a new listener, Adam. And we're so glad that you enjoyed our broadcast. As you noted that you found it interesting and informative. Adam, in your upcoming emails and letters, please tell us which programs you like the best. We wish you all the best. Write to us soon, Adam Rowling from the UK. Dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with other emails and letters from around the world. Welcome back. Here we have an email from Switzerland. This email is from David Faber. David says, here is a new report from Switzerland of your radio broadcast. Thank you for the quality of your programs. It changes our perception about Iran and what is represented to us by our corrupt European media. It's a pleasure to listen to you. Would it be possible to send me a QSL card? Thank you in advance and best regards. Salam and warm greetings to you, David Faber from Switzerland. We are so grateful for this email. It's also a pleasure to have you with us as a listener, as a new listener, actually. And we're so glad that you're satisfied with the quality of the programs in IRIB English Radio. And it seems that you enjoyed our programs. And as you said, the global arrogance, especially the U.S. and its allies, are trying to portray a false image of Iran and Iranian people. And this is through their media, as you said, their corrupt media. But Iran is a nation which has tried to change challenges into opportunities, you know, for all the time. And as you said, you found a true Iran, a true image of Iran through our programs and through our broadcast. What about traveling to Iran? It's a nice, I think it's a nice suggestion. Maybe you can find the true picture of Iran. Not only you, but many people can find the true image of Iran through traveling, through the Iranian media. Yes. Anyway, thank you very much for writing to IRIB English Radio. And as your request about sending a QSL card, as I've said, this is not possible for the time. And that's because of the coronavirus pandemic. This is because of the health and hygienic protocols. But as soon as the protocols are removed, we send our dear listeners around the world paper QSL cards and souvenirs of IRIB English Radio. Thank you again, David Faber from Switzerland. Write to us very soon. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon in the future. And from Bangladesh, we have an email from Muhammad Hasliuddin. Muhammad Hasliuddin says, I'm a regular listener of your radio station. Thank you for your cooperation and friendship. I send you my warmest greetings. I like your very nice culture. Thank you for your beautiful programs. The radio is my life. Please send me few items representing your radio. Stay safe in the time of coronavirus pandemic. Salam, Muhammad, and warmest greetings to you from Iran. And thanks a lot for writing this email to IRIB English Radio. And thank you for your compliments. It seems that you're satisfied with the programs. Anyway, many thanks for writing this email to IRIB English Radio. You also stay safe and healthy in the time of coronavirus pandemic. Keep in touch. Muhammad Hasliuddin from Bangladesh. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. Muhammad Hasliuddin from Bangladesh. Well, dear listeners, what about a short break? Welcome back from India. We have an email from N.S. Balmurali. N.S. Balmurali says, "Dear staff, I'm writing to you after a long time. I hope you would be fine. I like your programs very much and your website too. And especially, I like your news analysis and photo galleries and videos. And I want your QSL card if possible. Thank you. Salam and greetings to you, N.S. Balmurali from India. Many thanks for sending us this email. And we're so grateful for your commitment to IRIB English Radio, as you said. You're writing to us after a long time, but you wrote this email after, as you said, a long period of time. Now that the coronavirus is gradually being controlled, we are wishing to very soon in the future send our dear listeners paper QSL cards and other promotional items of IRIB English Radio. Thank you again for writing to us, N.S. Balmurali from India. Dear friend, please, in your upcoming emails, tell us which programs you like the best. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. N.S. Balmurali from India. And time tells me we have to skip to the next section of our program, and that is this week's interview. Please take a listen.
I'm from the UK, and I'm interested in radio and radio broadcast, and I have an interest in journalism as well as history and current affairs. Well, I enjoy activities like reading and traveling and music. These are my interests. I think they were very good, very professionally made. And I think for me, I think I learned a lot about my own country and my own society and politics in the West, which didn't allow me to learn anything about because it was so filtered and so controlled, and there was so much disinformation on the news media. You never really knew the truth. But RIB told me things, you know that were happening and why they happened in the USA and in the UK and in Western politics in general. So I think it's a valuable, having an alternative view, which is a bit more creative and not so much censored by the corporations. Well, all I can say is keep enjoying and listening to RIB, you know, because there's not many stations that give you such a wide, varied reporting service in terms of what is actually really happening in the world today in terms of politics, because all the Western media is controlled and filtered and sanitized and manipulated, you know, for their own ends, you know. So they don't want you to know the truth. But I think if you listen to RIB, you know, you start learning why things happen, and who's behind the news and all the different machinations of politics. But I think it's important, you know, so you can learn about politics and about culture.
Dear listeners, again, I congratulate you on the 10 days done, which marks the period in which the Islamic Revolution of the Iranian people triumphed over the oppressive Pahlavi regime and put an end to 2,500 years of tyranny and oppression for good. Here we wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special Sunday program. Please keep in touch with IRIB English Radio. And have a good time.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programmes. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to englishradio@irib.ir. That is one word, englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with Arabi English Radio.